It's time for the weekly tarot, Stars.
Certainly is.
And we'll kick off with Aries.
Certainly. Okay, and the first card that we've got is for Aries is the Three of Wands. And this is all about looking after your health, business and finances improving, and decisions being made.
And next up is Taurus.
The Knight of Cups, okay, this is all about comings and goings, and long-term conditions will suddenly change. The focus seems to be on new friendships, social occasions, and opportunities to travel away from the home environment.
And next along is Gemini.
The Ace of Swords is victory, and this foretells the dawning of a period of action, movement, or it could even be struggle. You want career satisfaction, you want more money, and you want personal gratification, and expect the unexpected, and expect to see yourself triumph with a victory.
Cancer's next.
The Seven of Pentacles. Okay, something, it's like when you look at the Seven of Pentacles, all the pentacles are all going up in a hill, and you sort of like look like you're so exhausted with life, you're so exhausted. And basically the message of this card is hang on in there, keep trying, keep getting there, whatever that is, whether it's your goal, whether it's work that you wanted to try or leave, keep at it. You're almost there where there's a pot of gold or there are lots of rewards coming your way.
Next up is Leo.
The card of strength. The card of strength is you're really at a time in your life that you sort of feel like, you want positive results in business, in love. You want to overcome the obstacles, but you're sort of, and you are doing all that, but you're sort of running out of energy a little bit. You're feeling like it's all too hard. Hang in there because things, you will get there.
Okay, and Virgo's next, Sharina.
A situation's about to, this is the card of the Fool, and a situation's about to arise with one who will exert a great deal of power or influence over you, and you're going to be really steadfast in your goals, and nothing's going to defeat you. It's like you're going to be clear of your intention of what you want, and you're going for it.
Next along is lovely Libra.
The Wheel of Fortune is negative conditions around finances are finally coming to an end, followed by important decisions, fluctuating moods caused by job-related or personal problems will be kept up under control and put to rest. So this is a turn of really good luck for Librans.
And Scorpio's next.
The card of the Emperor. This is all about social invitations coming in, doing lots of thinking, and you're also expecting financial gain or profit through papers or the mail. So there's some good news coming your way through the paper. And it's someone's going to lift your spirits, probably me for you, lifting your spirits, or it might be a bourbon and coke, lifting your spirits.
Next up is Sagittarius.
Yep. The card of the Hermit, you're a bit sick of everything, sick of people, sick of things, and it's like you're taking time out, and this is great. Any time you spend alone now is a time that you're really going to be able to work out what directions you want to take, what you really want. So just you're peopled out. You know what I'm saying when I mean that? Peopled out with people. You just want a bit of time to yourself to work yourself out, a bit like what, you know?
Everyone needs it.
That's right.
Next along is Capricorn.
Pressure. Chariot, that's very strong and important. That's an important times coming up in your life with this card as well. And it's expect the unexpected. You're going to be really comfortable around finances. And there's a few unexpected problems that you're going to really get through and triumph and have a victory over.
And Aquarius is next.
The card of the Moon. Deception, trauma, intuition is showing that two-faced person, it could even be someone that's in your life that's causing you some upsets. And it's disappointing. So you're really upsetting conditions are going to make you feel confused, uncertain or threatened. So watch your premonitions, listen to them, listen to that intuition there. Overall, the numbers are really good, and so is your fortune cards and everything that I've done. But that is just giving you a little caution. to beware.
Okay. And last but not least, your inner is Pisces.
The Ace of Wands is an explosion of positive energy. It's a birth. It could actually be a happy union, and it could even be a new business. It's the birth of a new business, a new relationship, even a child. SharinaStar.com is the website for those numerology readings that you want month to month or anything else that you may want, or Sharina Star Facebook for free prize giveaways.